FBI found it impossible to keep Oppenheimer under surveillance while he was on St. John. So when he finally flew back to New York on August 29, 1954, FBI agents accosted him and requested that he accompany them to a private room in the airport terminal. Oppenheimer agreed, but insisted that his wife be present. When they got inside the room, the agents bluntly asked if he had been approached by Soviet agents in the Virgin Islands and asked to defect. The Russians, he said, were damn fools, but he didn't think they were foolish enough to approach him with such an offer. He volunteered that if this ever happened, he would promptly notify the FBI. After this short interrogation, the Oppenheimers left the airport. Agents followed their car to Princeton, and the next day the FBI once again placed a wiretap on their home phone. Incredibly, the FBI sent another team of agents back down to St. John in March 1955, 6 months after Oppenheimer had left. The agents went around asking residents whom Oppenheimer had talked to while he was on the island.